Hello and welcome to Ordinary, a podcast that aims to help Christians live for Christ in everyday life. My name is Josh Bannister and I'll be hosting this podcast, but each week I'll be joined by Graham Nichols and Mark Ventham, both pastors of Christ Church Hayward Seath, an independent evangelical church located in West Sussex here in the UK. In this, the very first episode of Ordinary, we talk about why two ordinary pastors wanted to start a podcast and what you, the listeners, can expect to hear over the coming weeks. So, without further ado, let's get into episode one and I'll catch you on the other side.
Hi, my name's Graham Nichols. I am pastor of Christ Church in Hayward Seath in West Sussex.
And my name's Mark Bentham, and I too am a pastor at Christ Church Hayward Seath in West Sussex.
And I'm Josh Bannister, a member of Christ Church, and you're listening to Ordinary. I'd like to ask you guys a little bit more about who you are and what you like doing. What makes you tick? Why don't we start with Graham? What kind of things do you like to do other than pastor?
It's difficult when you're a pastor of a church that, in a sense, is kind of your whole life. But I do like doing other things. I've got children and grandchildren, so there's a lot of interaction with them, lots of fun enjoying them and enjoying kind of leisure time with them. I've got a couple of dogs, so I enjoy that as well. I do like music. I used to play a bit more music, but nowadays I just mostly listen to music. But I enjoy those things, enjoy going to the cinema, kind of most of the things that ordinary people do, really.
Mm-hmm. Ordinary. Okay, Mark, what do you like to do?
Yeah, I'm equally as ordinary. So I'm married, I have two boys. I'm at that stage of life where I seem to spend a lot of my time on the sidelines watching my boys play football or other sports. I also have a dog. We both have the cockapoo variety versions, and so you can often find us walking our dogs around Hayward Seath.
Together?
Sometimes. Sometimes we're out together. Sometimes we, you know, see it as opportunities to chat with others about the gospel, the dog witness. It's a useful little tool.
The problem with the dog witness, though, is that you can remember the name of the dogs, but you can't remember the name of the people.
Right.
That's the real challenge of it. Yeah. So you know all these dogs in the town, but you see, I saw someone at an event recently, and all I knew was I knew them from Victoria Park, but I didn't know what their name was, so I couldn't really introduce myself other than, you're the guy who walks that dog, aren't you?
So, yeah. That will get you in there, though.
Yeah.
It's a start. You're off. Start of six. Yeah.
So the Ordinary Podcast, this is something new. Could you give us an insight into why a podcast?
We've been quite impressed, I suppose, with how resilient the spoken media has been over the last decade or so. You might have thought with all the kind of visual stuff that was going on, that and videos and lots of capabilities on phones, that the kind of the spoken word and just audio stuff would have kind of died out. But actually, podcasts are really listened to by a lot of people. So kind of every specialist interest group seems to have a podcast related to it. And there's comical podcasts, and there's political podcasts, and there's hobby podcasts. So we thought this was a space that wasn't overcrowded with Christian input. And it was a way of getting some more time with people, getting into a conversation with people.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think, you know, we're pastors and we love people. And one of the things that the Bible commands us to do is to equip the church, to build them up for works of service. And the reality is in the life of a church, you'll have, what, at best, 104 sermons a year, you know, if you attend morning and evening. So in effect, if each sermon is half an hour, it's 52 hours of input. You may have a small group in the week, 40 hours in a week, in a year, sorry. So overall, that's not a huge amount of time. Mm. You know, you're probably talking about 1.5%. And people's lives are busy, so you can't keep drawing them into a more training event or bring them into thinking about another group or another setting. So we were thinking, well, you know, how are people listening to material? They're listening whilst they're walking their dogs, or they're on their way to work in their car, or on the train, or they're doing their housework, or they're washing up, or whatever it is. And actually, people are listening to stuff. So why not give them stuff to listen to that helps them to be equipped in the life of the church, but to, more importantly, to just be equipped to live out their Christian life in the everyday. And so we thought, well, we'll give it a go, see how it goes, see how the Lord uses it, see how people find it, whether it's of help to people, and we'll go from there.
Mm. Yeah, we were thinking about the Philippians 4 idea of filling our minds with good things. And podcast listening is quite a meditative kind of process. It's a bit like listening to the radio generally on a commute or listening to music, that you kind of go into your own world a little bit, which is maybe not as good as perhaps absolute peaceful meditation, but it is a form of reflection that is practiced by people, I think, because I think if you're listening to, you know, news on radio, whatever, you're kind of thinking about all sorts of other things as well and half interacting with it. And so that's why we had this idea of kind of having a conversation with people while they're kicking the leaves, while they're changing gear in their car, while they're on the commute, on the train, that you're sort of having a conversation. Maybe they're checking in and out a little bit as they're going along, but you're interacting with them and maybe getting them to think about stuff. Maybe it starts a thought process in their minds that they maybe stop listening to you for a couple of minutes, but they're thinking about what you said, and that can only be a good thing.
Yeah. And so is that part of the inspiration behind the name, Ordinary? Why is this podcast called Ordinary?
We've called it Ordinary to try and sum up that what we wanted to do was not something that was competing with perhaps some of the high quality, very deep kind of theological discussions that are going on by kind of big name speakers. We thought we're just a couple of ordinary pastors. But also we wanted to try and capture the fact that we wanted to ground it in people's normal, ordinary, everyday experience and think about how the things we're learning and teaching from the Bible connect with their ordinary lives. There is a danger. People have often expressed it to me that they're kind of listening to stuff on Sunday, but they can't always make the connections with their lives. And we know that there are loads of connections, that the gospel connects with every part of life. But it's hard sometimes for people to see it, or maybe they just forget it or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that it is just that, isn't it? It's just, I think when we're listening to lots of other podcasts, you notice that lots of them are generally aimed at leaders, at that kind of theological debate. There's not huge amounts that are just at the everyday level, that are just kind of trying to flesh out what it is to live the Christian life in an ordinary way. And, you know, we believe in an extraordinary God, and we have more than, you know, an extraordinary God's word revealed to us. Mm. But it is for living it out in the everyday. So I think we're just trying to underline that fact, really. That, you know, in one sense, there is nothing special on one level in terms of what we're trying to do. We're just seeking to help people live better for Christ in every day. And I think this is just the ordinary work of the pastor, and this is a means of doing that in our modern world.
Particularly if you're a new Christian, and in God's goodness, we've got quite a few new Christians in the church. There's a whole load of things which perhaps we inherited from our parents, because I came from a Christian home, for example. And there's a whole load of things which are biblical, but about, you know, integrity in business, or about what you think about gambling or drinking or any other kind of drug taking, what you think about what you watch, what you think about kind of how you work, what your view is of work, what are some of the answers to some big questions about that the people will often ask you about God, about the sovereignty of God and what that means about people's responsibility, about suffering in the world. So there's a whole load of things which are not necessarily deep theological questions, they're just practical questions that people will ask you. So in your ordinary life, when you say you're a Christian, all these challenges will come along. You might be asked to do something dishonest, or you might be sitting around being nasty, unkind, gossiping about somebody, and just connecting Christian truth with those kind of experiences is what we want to think about. But also think about, we're going to start with some really fundamentals to do with what about evangelism, what about the church, what about prayer, those kind of things.
I love just doing one-to-ones with folks, you know, meeting up with them, talking through the Bible. You know, I'm meeting with a guy now who's beginning to really come to know Christ, and you now got to help him disciple this guy through what it means to, hey, what does the Christian life mean? You know, what does it work itself out day by day, minute by minute, in your workplace, etc. And in one sense, we have five pastors in the life of our church. you know, we're a church of now over 200. Realistically, you can't do one-to-ones with every single person and kind of really help to ground it. But this is a way of doing that in a kind of, you know, I think a neat way, really, and a fun way. And so we're kind of doing what we love doing, but now we're doing it for many more. And I'd hope that over time, that as you know, folks listen, God willing, that people will write in with questions. They'll text in and say, hey, can you talk about this issue? And then that we can begin to address some of the issues that actually people are thinking about that we just don't have time to necessarily cover in all our Sunday teaching or even in the midweek teaching. Obviously, we're trying to do this in our community groups. Our small groups are really about engaging and applying the word from the Sunday. But we're trying to now drill that down even further. And, you know, who knows how the Lord might use this. But I can just see it's a real avenue to help people live out for Christ.
Yeah, we're obviously going to be influenced by what we're currently doing in our own church, but we want to try and make it accessible to anyone from any church, pretty much anywhere in the English-speaking world, because I think the issues are pretty much the same wherever you are. So just occasionally, perhaps we might refer to something specific to our church, but really it's about ordinary Christians anywhere, and we're hoping that people will listen in from all kinds of backgrounds.
What's wrong there? Tell us a little bit about your work with Affinity, because obviously you're a pastor here with us, but actually you're given over to time every week to this role of director of Affinity, which brings a slightly different perspective to the work that we do here at Christchurch, but also you're doing some of this work in the national scene. So tell us a little bit, because actually you're more than just an ordinary pastor. Mm-hmm. You're also an ordinary director.
I'm an ordinary director of a very ordinary organisation called Affinity. That brings together about 1,200 churches. It's not so much a group of churches meeting together, but it's a group of network leaders who meet together and encourage each other, write some stuff. We do some theological journals. We do some social issues kind of related content. We do a conference every couple of years. But the main focus that I have is trying to give a voice for conservative evangelicals in the secular media and in the Christian media. The Christian media has been very helpful to me in kind of building a bit of a platform, and that's now giving lots of opportunities in the secular media, mainly radio, so similar format to this. And those seem to be growing because there's not that many voices of ordinary Christians speaking into the media. Mostly it's about particular debates around sexuality, and sometimes you get evangelical Christians speaking in there, but it's in a very kind of narrow debating area. Most of the other religious content that's going out on radio stations is not particularly gospel focused. It's mostly social focused, I would say, or just general spirituality focused. So that's a big push for what I'm trying to do in Affinity.
Mm. And actually, as you engage in that work, we've found that actually the benefits come, because obviously you're thinking about some of those issues in the life of actually what's going on in our country and how we're speaking into that and how the gospel equips for that. But actually that's been a benefit just to us as, you know, in one sense the church, but as ordinary believers, because actually we're beginning to think a little bit more about actually, okay, how are we engaging with the issues of our world? Because partly living out for Christ isn't just kind of just reading our Bible and praying. We want to be doing that. We want to be communicating with the Lord Jesus throughout the day, but we also want to be engaging with our world and thinking about, okay, how do we respond to these things? How do we respond to the challenges that are being presented before us? And I think there are some unique challenges that are facing the UK that are different to other parts of the world, and probably over time we'll get to those in this postcard. But it's trying to work through those kind of things for the ordinary believer. Not just for those in leadership, not just for those who are leading out in the UK, but actually on the ground, because that's where it's really hitting. That's where the rubber's really hitting the road, as it were.
Yeah. I mean, an example of what might happen in Affinity is that I'm asked to comment on some new story, and some recently have been on, say, millennials, things about millennials. So millennials, for example, valuing experiences over gifts, material gifts. So that's, it kind of forces you to think, that's interesting. What does that mean? What does that mean about gospel presentation to them, that they're valuing experiences over gifts? And other stuff about millennials, then it kind of gets you into thinking about that they might be more spiritual, actually, than the previous generation, that they probably, in general, drink less, sleep around less than their parents, broadly speaking. So there's all kinds of interesting stuff going on, which, of course, you can observe as an ordinary pastor, just being an ordinary pastor. But it kind of, because you've got to comment on those things and think about them a bit more, it kind of forces you to get in a bit of a process of thinking, well, what does that mean? And what does that mean about our culture and where it's going? And is that a gospel opportunity or is it a gospel challenge? All those kind of things.
That's a great link, because we're going to do a plug for one of our later podcasts that we've planned, is to do something on that whole area, particularly not just the millennials, but also the iGeners, and maybe pull in some of our staff team who we've been talking about this and how we work that through into our ongoing ministry. So,
because iGener, the youngest generation, aren't they?
One below the millennials, yeah.
Yeah. And then Generation X above, and then Baby Boomers, which is me. I don't know if you're Generation X or you're Baby Boomer.
I'm not a Baby Boomer. Okay. No. Oh. There's a significant difference in our age. And,
you must be a millennial.
I'm a millennial. Yeah.
So we just need an iGener. We've got it all covered.
Yeah. We'll get someone in.
Yeah.
So ordinary is a conversation between two ordinary pastors with the aim of equipping ordinary Christians to live for Christ, really, in the world. But what kind of topics can we expect to hear? What kind of topics can ordinary listeners expect to hear? Maybe just in the next... in the next few episodes, what kind of things are you going to be covering?
We're going to think in the next podcast about evangelism, which you might think is a well-covered topic, and you've probably heard lots of talks about it before, but we're just going to try and reiterate some basics, but also think about how that works in our lives and the connection between what the church does and what I do as an individual, and really try and kind of think that through.
So the plan is to do the theological, but then kind of do some real working out as well, but on the basis. And then our next one, we're thinking about prayer, what prayer is, how we pray, what does that look like, just kind of discussing some of the struggles that we have in our prayer lives and how we've kind of sought to grow in praying and becoming more dependent. And so just trying to make that grounded, I guess, make it real.
It's almost the common denominator of the struggles that church leaders have is with prayer. They may have different things, other things they struggle with, but almost always they say, prayer is always a struggle, it's always a battle. So it's always worth
it. Go to these pastor meetings and you go around and everyone always says, what can I do better? Yeah. I could pray more and I could read more. Not read the Bible more, but read widely. They're the two areas, pray more, read more. Yeah. And I think that is just a battle. And if that's a battle for the pastors, then it's a battle for all.
The next one is thinking about what's an ordinary church like. We really value the church. We value our church, but we value local churches wherever they are. So we're going to think a bit more about what is the church, what's beautiful, what's brilliant about it, what's it mean to belong to it, how is it different to an organisation that you belong to or a hobby that you want to follow with another group. So we're going to think through that a bit and some of the practicalities of that too.
And what it means to be a family. What does that look like to be a church family? We were talking earlier about, our church has that feel at times of being a real family involvement. What does that look like? How do you get to that kind of culture as well? Why do we want to keep building on that? So there's some of the things, other things in the area that we're kind of thinking longer term, areas like hospitality. We mentioned the iGen stuff, how you get alongside people. We may do some stuff on depression or anger, how we seek to care for, what does that look like, wrestle with. We might set up some interviews with some guys who have particular areas of expertise and just kind of quiz them. So they're kind of the ideas, but we'd love to hear from folks as well. If there's particular areas that they would like us to kind of address, we'll look at work, I'm sure, all those kind of fun areas of the Christian life.
So how regular are these podcasts going to be? When can people get hold of them? And if they wanted to get in contact to ask a question or make a comment, how would they do that?
Great question. So our hope and plan is to release one weekly on Monday morning to set people up for the week, to give them a chance to think. We're hoping that the first one will go out probably sometime late Feb, early March. And from then on, weekly. And if you want to get in contact, we set up an email address, ordinary@cchh.org.uk. That's ordinary, not podcast, ordinary at cchh.org.uk. And if you email us that, we'll get your questions. And you can get hold of this from all the ways in which you'd normally subscribe to a podcast. It'll be there. And we'd love for you just to share it with your friends. Let them know that this is happening and see if it'd be of help to folk, then pass it on. Tweet it out or whatever other means of social media you use.
So that's it. Episode 1 of Ordinary is in the bag. Why not subscribe to this podcast so that you get it every week when it's released? We're going to be talking about evangelism next week, ordinary evangelism. And as Mark said, why not share it with a friend? And you can always contact us again on ordinary@cchh.org.uk if you have questions, if you have feedback, if you have suggestions on topics that we can talk about in the future. Anything you want, you can contact us on that email address. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.